There's a lot to be learned from this story of the rich, short tax collector Zacchaeus. But all the lessons point to one virtue, and that is humility. Zacchaeus is short. He can't see over the crowd. He has to climb a tree. He has to have the humility to realize that he is short and that he has to do something different if he wants to see Jesus. True for us. We often get into ruts. We often let the crowd around us block our vision of Jesus. We have to change so that we can see the Lord. Once in that tree, Zacchaeus must have the humility to be singled out, to be called out by Jesus. We might on the surface see this as an honor, but it takes humility any time that we are called out. It takes some humility also to allow someone space to come into our lives, to allow someone to honor us by being with us. It also takes some humility to sit with Jesus because we never know what Jesus is going to say to us. We can be unwilling to change. We can want to keep our relationship with Jesus pretty superficial. But being with Jesus is going to change us, and it takes humility to let him in, and even more, to go where he leads. Zacchaeus also had to have some humility when Jesus came over to his house, because it's clear everyone around him is jealous. Zacchaeus is a sinner. He doesn't deserve this. It takes humility on our part to push through the gossip and meanness of others. We have to have humility to understand that they are right. We are sinners. We do not deserve this. But also the humility to accept the invitation of the Lord in spite of our unworthiness. It took humility on Zacchaeus to realize all the wrong he had been doing in his job, all the people he extorted, all the people he cheated. Zacchaeus has the humility to have a change of heart, and that change of heart leads him to be generous, to humbly give back as best he can to those who he cheated, and then more. He has to have the humility to give. In the end, Zacchaeus' humility leads to his conversion. He was lost and now is found. The reason that most folks get lost is because they don't know where they're going, either because they're not paying attention, or worse, by not being humble and asking for directions. This was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus knew his vision was blocked. He needed a different view. That little change allowed him to find his way back to God. If we're distant from God, if we're confused where to go or what we're supposed to be doing, our journey back should start with humility. It should start with us changing. Being lost is not a bad thing. We can find our way back if we know we are on the wrong track. It's when we are prideful and unwilling to change that we get into trouble. Perhaps this story can nudge us to climb above the crowd and spend some time with Jesus. But when we do that, we should be ready to change.